I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Boko Haram, the terrorist group's now strapping bombs onto teen girls. Why? To rid northern Nigeria of Christians and establish an Islamic state there. Attacks, bombings, and kidnappings are happening more and more frequently. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
Four female suicide bombers have been active in the last 10 days. Three of them were successful. The one that was not successful was just a 10-year-old girl who was arrested with explosives strapped to her body.
Some think they're the kidnapped schoolgirls. Pray as if they were your daughters. Next, the latest Pew Research report on kids crossing the southern U.S. border notes a 117% spike in recent days. Poverty, hunger, and violence in Latin America play a key role in why kids are making the dangerous trip. Rural Renew's community development programs address these root causes in 23 of the world's developing countries. With the love of Christ leading the way, communities are safer for kids now. Be a part of the solution. Pray, give, or go. Details on what's needed at missionnetworknews.org. And Scripture tells us to look after the poor, the widows, and the orphans. They're marginalized. It's not an option. It's a duty. Tony Fritz of Global Aid Network just finished his 1,600-mile bike ride to raise awareness and funds for hunger. Well, after he crossed the finish line, he told us,
it was also the realization that this isn't the finish line. This is the start line also. And this is perhaps one step in where we're going from here.
Read more about this inspiring story at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You support MNN with your best gift. I'll send you a copy of the book Reach Beyond by Wayne Peterson, stories of comfort, courage, and the cause of Christ. Get yours at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Reach Beyond link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.